All right, my name is Dexter Edwards, and I would like to call this meeting to order. The first place of business, I would like to ask Commissioner Branch if he would give us an invocation and lead us in pledge of allegiance. Please stand.
Let's pray. Dear wise and precious God, thank you for this opportunity to come together one more time. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all things that you're doing for us, Lord, seen and unseen. Father, I ask that you continue to fill us with courage, Lord. Courage to do what's necessary to change course whenever it is necessary. Father, help us to work together in unity. Help us to grow closer with understanding in those things that will bring you glory. Father, I ask that you continue to give strength to those that are enduring some very challenging times. Father, I thank you for progress. As the numbers continue to come down in our county, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless us and give us the strength to carry on. Lord, thank you for this night. Allow us to keep our minds and hearts open to receive that which is pleasing and uplifting. Father, now I ask that you block out all things that's inconsistent with you and allow us, this team of leaders, to do the things that's necessary to support those that have needs. God, continue to guide us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. For it's in the mighty name of Jesus that I do pray. Let us all say, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, does any of the commissioners have anything to add to the agenda tonight?
I do not.
I do not.
No, sir.
Okay, Mr. George, you are sitting in place of Mr. Davis. Do you have anything to add?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman, do not.
Okay, I look for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, hopefully everybody reviewed the minutes of our last meeting. Any discussion? I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right. Hopefully everybody's has gone through and looked at the consent agenda. I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Carried. Okay, I think you said there was no public comments. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Mr. Futrell, that leads us right up to calling on you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I would receive tonight any of your road concerns that we might pass on to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Any commissioner have a road concern?
No.
Anybody from the public have a road concern? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. On the intersection of Highway 117 and Moortown Lane, I think the ordinance calls for 6 feet off the road, take care of the holes and the potholes, etc. And it's definitely not 6 feet. I like the ones at least look at it and see if they can take care of it because it's a hazard when you go off the road, because you have to slow down so much that on 117, someone could get hit.
And that's 117 and
Moortown Lane.
Wardtown?
Moortown.
You got that, Mr.
Yes,
Futrell?
I do. If you just I can get your phone number and name after the meeting, that would be important.
Thank you, sir.
Anybody else in the public have a road concern? With not, we'll move on to item number 3, Mr. Tim Wilson.
Good evening, commissioners. As you're aware, pursuant to Senate Bill 722, in the 2014 consent decree that was signed by Judge Flanagan, District Court, Federal District Court Judge, We are currently under an obligation to review and potentially revise our electoral districts in light of the, and as in consideration of the 2020 census data that's come out. To that end, I'm here to request that a public hearing be scheduled to take place on November the 15th, 2021 for the purpose of receiving public comments pursuant to section 1.4 of Senate Bill 722 and for the consideration and potential adoption by resolution of revised electoral districts in accordance with state and federal law.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve this public hearing for November the 15th. All in favor, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Unanimous. All right. Is Melissa Kennedy outside? Okay, let's skip over Melissa. Maybe she'll be here. So let's move on by. She was on 4, 5, and 6. So let's move into number 7. And Mr. Futrell, that is you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. The Duplin County Airport Commission has reviewed and approved change order 4 with our general contractor on the industrial air park project. It was necessary to remove some soil, do some soil remediation before the contractor could pave. And of course, the state, the Division of Aviation folks came down, took a look at it, and they agreed with the engineer's approach of how to remediate the soil problem. So they, the state funded the additional funds to take care of this issue. However, that goes before the Board of Transportation at their meeting in Raleigh on the 3rd and 4th, excuse me, their meeting in Charlotte on the 3rd and 4th of this month. And so what we're doing here with this change order is we're just backing out some quantities of asphalt so that we can go ahead, take care of the earthwork issue. And when the funding is approved by the Board of Transportation, we will simply add that back in. So I'll be back before you again once the funding has been approved. But we are on the Board of Transportation agenda for that additional funding. So we present that to you tonight for your approval to change order number 4. It's 100% funded by North Carolina DOT. Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve change order number 4, airport capital project number 7548, air park hangar complex construction, and authorize the chairman to execute the change order. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed? Carried. All right, we'll back up to item number 4, and that brings us to Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On the first one to request, that's no longer needed. We were advised Friday afternoon that DOT did not approve putting in another drive.
So item number 4 is removed from the request.
The request of public hearing, yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll move on to number 5.
Okay. This is the public hearing for Domingo and Susanna Camarillo to name Elaine Cruz Camarillo Lane off of Fort Knox Road in the Magnolia Township.
Okay, I'll open up a public hearing to discuss the naming of this lane. Anybody from the public have any comments? All right, I'll close the public hearing. Now I entertain a motion from Board.
Move to approve.
Second, sir.
Got a motion and a second to approve the request of, I'm gonna let you do that name again.
Cruz Camarillo Lane.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay?
Okay, and the next one is for Mark Teachy to name the lane Rodriguez Lane off of Wells Town Road in Rockfish Township.
Okay, I'm going to open up a public hearing to discuss this road lane change for Rodriguez. Anyone from the public have a comment? Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. I ask the board for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to accept this Rodriguez lane. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. All right, you, now let's move into Ms. Brown.
I'm asking the board for approval of a service contract for the Wallace Congert Nutrition Site location. The service contract is a four-year term between the agency and the town of Wallace. The designated space for seniors to meet is located at the Wallace Parks and Recreation Department, located on 209 Clement Street in Wallace. The seniors meet Monday through Friday each day for a meal and socialization.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve this service contract for 4 years and authorize the chairman, the financial officer, to sign the same. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carried. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you.
All right. Now that moves into item number 9. Ms. Elizabeth Stalls.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First, I'm here for the sale of the surplus property at 648 Cornwallis Road. This is parcel 10E005, formerly known as Duff Creek Community Center. The sale of this surplus property was advertised through newspaper publications, social media posts, and on the county website. The property is being sold as is and will be transferred through special warranty deed, with the buyer being responsible for all recording costs and closing fees. The highest offer received from the public as of the deadline at 5 p.m. on October 29th, 2021 was for $68,500 from Church Iglesia Sinai Nuevo Renate of Wallace, and I've received the 5% deposit that was required. I'm requesting that the offer be accepted and advertised for upset bids pursuant to General Statute 160A-269.
Okay, I entertain a motion to accept or reject that offer.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to accept the offer of the $68,500 and for parcel number 10-E005 and advertise for upset bid pertinent to the NC General Statute 160A-269. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Okay.
Moves to item number 10.
Thank you. So for item 10, the General Assembly enacted legislation that required cities and counties that have zoning ordinance to have an up-to-date comprehensive plan or land use plan by July 1st, 2022. Duplin County does have a small area of zoning around the airport, which makes that requirement applicable to our county. The board approved funding as part of the fiscal year 2022 budget for a comprehensive or land use plan in order to have that completed by the deadline. Planning firms were contacted to solicit quotes for a land use plan, and two quotes were received. Insight Planning and Development was selected based on scope and price. A contract between Insight and Duplin County has been prepared and reviewed by the county attorney. And tonight I'm asking the board to approve a contract between Duplin County and Insight Planning and Development for a land use plan and authorize the county manager to sign the contract.
Entertain. Pleasure to board. Entertain a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the contract between Duplin and Insight Planning. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Carried. Okay, brings us to number 11.
Okay. Lastly, I'm here to request an appointment to the Planning Board. The Duplin County Planning Board is a 5-member board, and members are appointed by the Board of County Commissioners to serve 2-year terms. There's been a vacancy on the Planning Board for a few months, and as requested by the board, I've solicited interest from the public to volunteer to serve. After reviewing applications of interest and conducting phone interviews, I recommend that Landon Harper be appointed to serve a 2-year term starting November 1st, 2021, and going through October 31st of 2023.
Pleasure to board.
I'm going to make a motion to get to discussion phase of it.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. So, further discussion.
Can you give us any information on Mr. Harper?
I didn't bring his application with me, but Mr. Brinson let me know that he had sent the applications for all the interested parties to the board in September. Mr. Harper is a resident in Fountaintown, I believe. He is an insurance agent, and he expressed the most interest from any of the applicants that I reviewed to serve on the board.
You said he expressed the most interest. How did he do that?
He had the most thorough application. And then when I spoke to him on the phone, he was eager to serve in a civic board to represent his community.
The application was in our package, what, 2 months ago or so? I remember reading the application in our package, but I don't remember when it was.
Yeah, I'm just asking her because of the statement she made, he had the most interest. You know, I'm sure that everybody that applied had interest. But I just wanted to know how he had the most interest. You know, did you talk to the rest of them?
I talked to the ones that I reviewed and thought would be the best fit for our board. It's up to the county commissioners to appoint someone. So if you have a candidate, I'd love to hear their interest also.
I personally don't know Mr. Harper, but looking at the application, I did not have a problem with Mr. Harper, but like I said, I don't personally know him, so, but his application looked to me to be satisfactory for the request of what we were asking to serve for.
And I believe in looking at the package, I had a chance to look through each one of them. In terms of the response that was given from all the applicants, I think he checked all the boxes and he presented information that showed interest that may be a benefit in terms of what's needed in that role.
Further discussion?
Yeah. I have no problem with him. I'm just questioning the statement that you made. That's all.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with Mr.
If there's no further discussion, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. He's on the board.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is Mr. Gary Rose outside? So he's not here.
He is not.
Acting manager, you want to skip Mr. Rose or you want to present his part? I do not care. It's up to you.
I would suggest we skip Mr. Rose and move on to whatever item, next item you prefer, sir, and then come back to him. I just texted him, so.
So you think he's coming?
I don't know. I do. I told him we'd run it about 30 minutes early. So.
Well, we have a closed session and 2 items to take care of in closed session. So if it's all right with the board, we can skip Mr. Rose and go into our closed session, and then we can take it back up with him when we come out of closed session, if he's here. So I have a motion to go into closed session?
Yeah, I make a motion that we go into closed session at the time.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So we're moving into closed session. We will open back up when we finish closed session, if y'all want to wait outside for us.
Okay,
we'll be glad to have you back.
We'll do a little bit.
All right, Mr. Gary Rhodes, come right on forward. We are on item number 12. Everybody, we are back in the open session as of 7:12.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Okay, I'm back here with another surplus property, parcel number 11-E110. A final bid was submitted on September 23rd, 2021 in the amount of $2,500 by Ray B. Register Jr. for this parcel of land. Richmond County obtained it through foreclosure in September 2017. The bid is less than the original bid amount of $2,954. The current tax value for this parcel is $2,500, which is the bid amount. The board may accept this bid and ask the county attorney to prepare a deed or reject it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, so I got a move and a second to accept the bid from Ray B. Register Jr. in the amount of $2,500 for parcel number 11-E110 located off of U.S. Highway 117, just south of Rose Hill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Sold another property.
Thank y'all very much.
All right.
Thank you.
That moves us into item number 13. Ms. Shields.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to discuss Project Gray. Project Gray is an existing industry in Duplin County that is a grower and packer of fresh and frozen produce. To continue to meet the demand of fresh and frozen produce in our grocery stores, Project Gray is expanding their industry in our county. This project qualifies for a building reuse grant from the North Carolina Commerce. Project Gray will create 31 new jobs and invest over $2.8 million in Duplin County in their first phase. The building reuse grant requires the county to have to provide a 5% cash match that shall come from local resources and may not derive from other state or federal grant funds. The building reuse grant from the state is $215,000. Customized training that would go to James Front Community College would be $31,000. So the total incentive package for Project Gray is $246,000. I would like the commissioners to consider authorizing Economic Development Commission to enter into a performance agreement with Project Gray, allowing payments of the up to 5% cash match by requirements of the Building Reuse Grant Program. $215,000 was offered as stated from Commerce, and Duplin County's portion of the grant would be $10,750, which is the actual 5%. I would also request that you would consider approving and signing the resolution, and request that the chairman be able to sign the building reuse grant and infrastructure application. And one final request would be that we could hold a public hearing at our next commissioners meeting on Monday, November the 15th, for public comment should there be any in regard to this project.
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got a motion and a second to adopt the resolution supporting Project Gray. Is in that motion also the public hearing for our next meeting?
Yes.
Motion and second. All right. So any discussion? All right. Just to make sure we're clear, the motion is to adopt the resolution and have the public hearing on November the 15th. Correct?
And to sign the building reuse grant application.
That's correct.
All right. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Mr. Futrell?
Yes, sir.
Brings us to number 14.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Brinson asked that I would announce several announcements tonight. First, that you may have noticed that there's paving underway at the tax office, And we're thankful to be able to get that started, or I know Gary's thankful to be able to get that started. The generator has been installed at the event center to run the lights in the case of an emergency, and also that would roll run the roll-up doors at the ends of the facility in case of a power failure. So we do have backup generator there now to run, you know, limited lights and to be able to open and close the doors. The library held their annual trunk or treat event last Tuesday night. This year's event was a walk-through event held in the event center, and Mr. Brinson was pleased to report that there were about 1,150 individuals that attended, 9 county departments who participated in decorating their trunks and passing out candy. The DSS had 3 trunks decorated. In addition to county departments, there were also 6 of our community partner agencies who participated by decorating trunks and passing out candy. And Cabin Lake also held a trunk or treat event on Saturday, October 23rd, had 19 trucks decorated and 200 trick-or-treaters. And Park Superintendent Whaley is also planning for a Thanksgiving luncheon on Saturday, November the 20th for the park attendees, and a Polar Express event in December with the details to come on that at a later date. Mr. Brinson said that he thought that the board would be happy to hear that the project to clean out the Northeast Cape Fear River has been completed, as state inspectors have completed their final inspection and signed off on the project. The Soil and Water Conservation District has also reported that the project to clean out the run of Rockfish Creek has begun. The project to replace the windows in the Department of Social Service building has also been completed. The Service for the Age Department will hold their annual Senior Center Christmas event for our senior citizens at the Event Center on Wednesday, December the 15th, beginning at 11 a.m., and Ms. Brown will be sending you an official invitation in the mail in the coming weeks, but he wanted to go ahead and get that on your calendar. And the annual Duplin County Appreciation Luncheon will be held again this year as a drive-through event, and it will be on December the 10th, beginning at 11:30, and the food is provided by Smithfield Food. So, and then the last thing is that we do have a new interim DSS director, and Mr. Dow, you may want to introduce Ms. Scott to let the board know. Ms. Marva Scott is the interim director. I don't know if you want to say anything about
it. Right. We hired Ms. Scott as the interim, and her previous experience is she used to be the director at Edgecombe County, Wayne County, Columbus County, and she's also worked for the state in different capacities in reference to social services. And she has a wealth of knowledge and experience, and she was willing to come and work to assist us and get the agency, I'll keep it on track so that we can take care of the citizens of Duplin County. And I'll just leave it at that until she, she'll probably come over here at a later date once she gets herself acclimated to the agency. And then probably some of her supervisors will probably come over here also, let us know what they're doing. Right now they're, they have the LEAP program and different programs to assist people with heat and air, water, and different things like that. So different programs are there in place to assist people during this upcoming winter.
Thank you, Mr. Dow. Mr. Chairman, that is all.
Okay, the parade in Warsaw?
This weekend.
Is Saturday?
Yes, sir.
What time does?
11 o'clock. Keep it off tomorrow.
And then, of course, the veterans.
You talking about what's at the Veterans Museum?
No, it's at the, they always, I think I'm trying to, remember the time. I think it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, yeah, that's it. 10 o'clock, they have a little ceremony for veterans behind the stand there. And they'll, you know, they'll come and they always lay a wreath.
Wasn't they wanting us to have a place to be, a place to sit?
Yeah, if you want to sit on the review stand, you can do that. They offered us that this year. Last year it was the 100th, so they had a lot of special guests. But this year we have been invited to be special guests.
Since they've got this stand available for us, we need to let them know ahead of time. So, who is planning to attend?
Yeah, I go every year.
I'll be there.
With me, so I won't be sitting with the kids.
Okay, you're not going.
No, I won't be sitting on the review stand.
Yeah, but you'll be with the children. Okay, you need a seat.
Yeah.
You need a seat?
Yeah.
Elwood?
I think.
All right, give them three.
I think Ms. Hoskins already got that situated.
Yeah. Right. She should. Didn't you send that? Didn't you send a request then when they required
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. She had that about a month now.
I didn't send mine in. So if they don't have space, let me know and I won't go. But
yeah.
I'll go if they got space.
It's still a place. Next to the reviewing stand that you can see, they have a bleachers.
You stand down there with me, I'll be down there with a radio talking to the airplane. So,
okay.
Where I'm at every year.
All right, anything else?
Or he could jump out the airplane and with the smoke and the parachute.
I'll jump out and come in on a parachute.
I'd love to see that.
For the tanks.
Yeah,
for real. Right?
Anything else?
Let's say, God, I'd be.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Okay, I got a motion and a second to adjourn until Monday, November the 15th, 6 o'clock. All in favor, any discussion?
No, sir.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.